This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
12 days of Chris Curtismas coming up at 8:45 this morning. And as always, Curtis is re-gifting with a bunch of stuff that is left over at the end of the year here at Odyssey.
And Ken, I have a bunch of things I'm going to randomly give out as well. Stay tuned.
And if you're a Red Sox fan and you would like to see Garrett Crochet, theoretically, first time he pitches as a in a Red Sox uniform at Fenway Park, then I would be listening at 8:45 this morning. It is a Patriots Monday. We're at Gillette Stadium. Real quick before we get to the rest of the leads, this is Brian from Newport, Rhode Island. Brian, by the way, Newport on the table when it comes to a road show next year. I love Whalers, and I love going to South Kingstown, Rhode Island, but Newport has been brought up as maybe an alternate location, so it's on the table. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning,
Porco.
How you doing?
What's up?
Not much. You know, it's funny because it feels like Gerard Mayo is like one of those guys that, like, he's like dating this girl for like a long time, and then when, like, once it was made official, he realizes, like, all, like, the dark little secrets. He sees the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so he's been in the friend zone for 20 years.
You know, maybe he's kind of seeing, you know, he doesn't have the control he kind of thought he would have.
Yeah.
Just maybe certain things, and I don't know. And it's just kind of going haywire because in the beginning of the season, he wasn't as I don't know, he's defensive as he was.
Yeah.
But
no,
now
I appreciate
he's
it.
Just,
it's,
you know,
yeah. Thank you, Brian. That's a good point. I mean, he is rightly so, probably very defensive as anybody would be.
It's the only defense we see.
I think that Robert Kraft told you and told him that he made a mistake by giving Bill Belichick so much control. So, of course, he was going to operate things differently, and he was going to be in control, and Gerard Mayo may have assumed that things would be differently, or maybe I don't know if he was told that things...
I think that he probably is like, wow, Robert told me all this stuff, and it's not really going the way that he made it sound like it was going to go.
Yeah.
Gerard, and so now Gerard's in it, like, you know, and all this stuff's coming at him. He doesn't really know how to handle the media yet, so he's saying a bunch of things. And do you think he has confidence in Robert Kraft that Robert's not going to potentially be one and done with him?
No, I don't think he does, or he wouldn't. I think he wouldn't be throwing Alex Van Pelt under the bus or others if he knew he was all set and done here next year. I don't know.
In hindsight, do we think he was told that they were going to spend money, or was he just talking out of his ass?
I think he was told that.
I think he assumed it, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's a great question.
Ready to burn some cash.
I mean, that's where this began.
Yeah.
And we see ourselves in a similar situation.
Yeah. All right. Leeds. We have Leeds left. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be back.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Wiggy was basically on Friday saying that you were trying to squeeze more time, more flex time away from the show.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard that or not.
I did hear that.
If the case didn't wrap up, I definitely thought you were going to sneak a Monday out of it.
Well, if the case didn't wrap up, deliberations would have continued today.
Yeah, well, we appreciate your service.
Yeah, thank you. I never want to do it again. It's also like Wiggy treated it like it was some vacation, and then I told him, I'm like, well, I mean, I left here, I went directly there, and then it wrapped there at like 5 for me to come back first thing. He's like, 5 o'clock?
Jeez, how'd
you do
it?
Well, some people work 9 to 5.
Yes, they do.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
I'm way out of it.
Yeah.
But you teased it a little bit already, Greg, but a lot of people picked up in the second quarter. Jonathan and Robert were talking. It seemed like Jonathan was taking some notes during the game, and it was when Drake handed it off the ball to Gibson. And
he was old school like me with the pen and the paper.
Yeah, I like that.
He looked like Ken at a Red Sox game.
He did.
It looks like Robert says it's the offensive play calling, and Jonathan clearly says our play calling is terrible. Now, if anybody ever told me that these two men, great businessmen, the owners of this franchise, were not in putting their fingers in football decisions, then why is he taking notes? This, I think, is a new age when it comes to Robert and Jonathan. They're stressed after how things ended with Bill. They're stressed after how the public responded to Dynasty, and they're looking at the team in front of them right now, and they are not sure about what's going on with Jerod Mayo. This, if you're Jerod Mayo, you have to sit and look at and say, damn, my seat is getting hotter by the second. It's not a good look for them either, and I'm surprised they showed it on TV, because we all believe that they have connections when it comes to production.
Yeah, that somebody is in trouble this morning at CBS.
I thought it was the call sheet.
You thought?
I was trying to look at what Jonathan had in his hand, because it looked like the call sheet.
Holy cow.
And I couldn't really tell. I was like, is that the call sheet? Like, so he knows kind of what plays are being called?
Wiggy, that would be.
Wow.
But that's what I was, and I couldn't really see it. Like, it didn't just look like a white piece of paper, because it looked like there was, and I was like,
he's taking notes because he's got a pen.
Right, Greg thought it was a menu. He got excited.
So I was like,
but Matt Patricia took notes on the call sheet too. So I think that's totally in play.
You do?
Oh yeah. What a great call by Wiggy.
Because I was like,
he's so right.
I was like, is that the call sheet that he has? Like, so he could kind of like. I don't know. It just is like listen, I'm with you on your lead. Like, he's into this writing something now. Like, he's not just, you know.
But he's not. He's in on the actual football decisions now.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Like that is a thing of the past that they keep it separate.
Well, yeah, but that's what they wanted. Like they told you that.
Right.
Like they told Robert Kraft said I was a jerk for giving him so much control or whatever he said. So that's
they got what they wanted.
I don't know that it's bad news for Jerod Mayo so much as it's bad news for Alex.
Yes,
Van Pelt.
Alex Van Pelt, very bad news.
And you know what? I give him a hard time. He's kind of an easily mockable guy. But if I'm grading just on coaching, Van Pelt, Mayo, and Covington, I would give Van Pelt the best score at this stage.
You would,
of the
three of them?
I mean, he sucks.
Because of Drake May.
Yeah. I mean, Drake May hasn't been ruined. He's gotten better. The defense has gotten worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, great point. Courtney, great lead. And that is Robert and Jonathan, what the lip readers have determined they were saying yesterday. We got to take a break. We will get to the rest of the leads, including one from Wiggy, and then I'm going back to the drones real quick.
Thank you.
By request of Conspiracy Kurt. So that is all coming up. We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Mayo Monday here on WEEI.